This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Hello, and welcome to The Edible Alphabet, here to take you through the history of food, one letter at a time. In this, our second round through the alphabet, we'll be focusing on all things Americana. In this episode, we'll be talking about a very American holiday, Thanksgiving. Now, while we generally equate Thanksgiving with the early pilgrims, the declaration of Thanksgiving as a national holiday originated with Abraham Lincoln, squarely in the context of the Civil War. Today, we think of Thanksgiving as a day of feasting, featuring a turkey and mashed potatoes and cranberry relish. We may, or may not, remember the Mayflower landing at Plymouth Rock. Well, there are records of New Englanders observing Thanksgiving in the 17th and 18th centuries. There are only one or two recorded instances in each of these centuries where Thanksgiving was a day of celebration with feasting. Frequently, it was a day spent in prayer. This changed in the 19th century, with many descriptions of lavish Thanksgiving meals, Thanksgiving poems, and songs. At this time, Thanksgiving might be celebrated in conjunction with, or be replaced by, Forefathers' Day, and these were often celebrated in November or December. George Washington did offer a Thanksgiving declaration in October of 1789, but it was not a national holiday before the efforts of New Hampshire resident Sarah Josepha Hale. Hale was a writer and poet, perhaps best known for Mary Had a Little Lamb. She was one of the first American women to publish a novel, and one of the first American authors of either gender to publish a novel addressing slavery, Northwood, A Tale of New England. Eventually, Hale became the editor of Gaudy's Ladies' Book, a popular magazine at the time. For years, Hale wrote to presidents, governors, and other politicians urging them to declare the last Thursday in November Thanksgiving, a holiday. She also used her platform as editor of the Ladies' Book to advocate for the holiday and encouraged other editors to do the same. Hale firmly believed that a national holiday like Thanksgiving could unite the U.S., despite the differences that fueled internal aggression and eventually war. Obviously, Hale's efforts did not prevent the Civil War, though she continued to advocate for Thanksgiving throughout the conflict. Finally, a few months after the battles of Gettysburg and Vicksburg, Hale got her wish. President Abraham Lincoln declared the last Thursday of November a national day of Thanksgiving. Presidents have continued to declare this holiday ever since. So this year, as you celebrate your Thanksgiving feast, be sure to save a little thanks for Sarah Hale and her nearly two decades of work to create a holiday that would unify a country, and President Abraham Lincoln, who finally made it so. For more, follow us on Twitter at EdibleABCs and tune in next time. I'm Ashley Koziak for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.